Father, we thank you, Lord. I pray you speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name. My topic is titled, Living Beyond COVID-19. I say what? Living beyond COVID-19. Shout it louder. Shout it louder. Amen. Say, I shall live beyond you, COVID-19. Say, COVID-19. Are you afraid? Huh? Say, COVID-19. I was here. You came. I will remain here. And you will go. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God created heaven and the earth. God created good and bad. God created righteousness and wickedness. God created light and darkness. In other words, everything is created what? Two. In twos. So there is good and there is bad. There is good weather and there is also what? Bad weather. Job said in Job chapter 2 verse 10, he called his wife foolish because the wife had been having good weather. Good things. Milk. Cow meat. Big fish. What again? Okboroko. The wife had just been enjoying and eating and eating and eating. The wife never for one day thought that things could change. She thought that life would remain like that. Wake up, chop, wake up, chop. One day, there was disaster. And the wife looked at her husband and said, honey, I won't call you honey again. I used to call you honey when things were better. But now, you know, there are women, when things are good, they love their husband. That when things are bad, you're a wicked man. Go and look for money. Go and find money. You know, see your mates where they do their wife, where they package their wife. You not to still don't hear the chop. We may not be so. So she began to abuse her husband. And the husband said, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Because the woman told him to abuse God, to curse God and die. So the man said, what? What do you mean? I should have cursed God. I should abuse God. This woman, you are foolish. You are foolish. Oh, no wonder. So, all this why? Because you were just seeing good, the sweet, sweet things and enjoying. So you think that life will continue like that. He said, shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? And all this, did not Job sin with his lips? May you not sin with your lips during this COVID-19. Because COVID-19 will soon go away. Did you hear me? If you sin with your lips now because of COVID-19, by the time COVID-19 goes, you will begin to regret it. People say, had I known? So don't allow COVID-19 to push you into doing wrong things. Don't allow COVID-19 to begin to abuse yourself, abuse your husband, abuse your wife, that others provided for their family, you know if you provide. Please, this is not the period to fight and quarrel in the house. All hands are not equal. If Jenny and Peter were able to provide for their family, and you were not able to provide, it shouldn't cause quarrel. It shouldn't cause abuse. God will take care of you because you will live beyond the COVID-19. After you have fought and quarreled and COVID-19 is over, what's going to happen? You do what? Is that? Masato. Amen. So, Job was very careful. Job refused to allow condition to make him say negative words. So, this period shouldn't make to say negative words at all. Did you hear me? There are times of adversity and times of good. God is both the God of plenty and is also the God of adversity. So when we see adversity, we should accept it with joy and face it and overcome it. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Life is attended with both adversity and good. So when good comes, you enjoy the good. After all, the sun shine throughout the day? Sun will shine for some hours, and for some hours, the sun will not shine, and the weather becomes cool. So, when it is sunny, rejoice and thank the Lord. No wonder Paul said, in all things, we should do what? Give thanks to God. So, when it is sunny, give thanks to God. When it is cool, also do what? Give thanks to God. Now we are in the sunny period. We are in the period of adversity. Give thanks to God. Rejoice in the midst of this crisis. Did you hear me? Rejoice in the midst of this crisis. You don't only prepare for peace. You also must prepare for war. Because peace will not be all the time. War will also come. The Bible talks about as King Asa in 2 Kings 14, 1 to 15. King Asa prepared for war. During the peace time, 2 Kings 14, 1 to 15. During the peace time, Asa used that peace time to prepare, to train his soldiers, recruit soldiers, and equip them with military warfare and all that. Got his city fortified during the peace time. He don't use the war time to prepare, to fortify yourself. He used the peace time to fortify yourself. Did you hear me? So by the time war broke out against a nation called the Cushite nation, the Bible said that Asa and his people were ready for that battle. They were ready, and God gave him favor, and he was able to defeat his enemies. He prepared physically and spiritually. So we prepare for war, spiritually and physically. Do you know that what is going on now in the world is a world war? I hope you know that. This coronavirus is a world war, and it had been prophesied by great men of God that there will be another world war, that this world war will not be fought with gun and bullet, that this world war will be fought biologically, that it will be another means of war. It will not be fought with gun and bullet. And it's happening now. Gun is not used to fight this coronavirus. Bullet is not used to fight coronavirus. But the virus has engulfed the whole world. There is no nation in this world that has not tasted coronavirus. There's no nation. Only God knows what China brought that affected the whole world. Only God knows. There's no nation that's not affected. Every nation is affected. So it's a world war. But we shall win this war in Jesus' name. You will not die in the midst of this war. Did you hear me? You will not die. You will overcome this war. You will live beyond this war. Did you hear me? There are people that survived the World War I or World War II. There are people that survived it. And they were called World War veterans. Is it not? So you will survive coronavirus. And you will be called COVID-19 veteran. You will not die in the midst of this battle. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? You will not die in the name of Jesus. No season is permanent. Did you hear me? No condition is what? Permanent. So what is happening today is not permanent. Day is not permanent. Night is not permanent. Dry season is not permanent. Rainy season is not permanent. Once that season is over, it goes away. And another season comes in. So coronavirus has come. It is not permanent. It will also go away. And it will become a history that in our own generation, there was a pandemic that engulfed the whole world. And it was called what? COVID-19. Coronavirus. Did you hear me? And history will carry it that this coronavirus started in Wuhan, in China. Did you hear me? Our children will read it in their history books. Did you hear me? And you'll be there to tell your children that you were there when the thing happened. That you saw it live. See, hear me tonight. Me, I'll be there. I don't know about it. I say, me, I will be there to tell my grandchildren. Because my children right now are already seeing it. So I will be allowed to tell my grandchildren. Did you hear me? Better they will call me grandpa. Grandpa, that we read in the history or civic education or history that there was something called coronavirus. Grandpa, can you tell us about coronavirus? Oh, if you agree with me, jump up and shout. Hey! Hey! Oh, yeah. So, what is happening is for our own good. Because if it does not happen, you will not have a story to tell your grandchildren. You won't have. Did you hear me? Grace, never marry. You will not have a story to tell your children when you give birth to children. Did you hear me? So it's a good thing. Did you hear me? Coro is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So that I can have a story to tell my grandchildren. That in my own time, there was something called coronavirus, a pandemic disease that it cut across the whole world. Maybe that time, what might be happening that time could be affecting only Africa. And my grandchildren will be saying, Grandpa, that this thing is affecting the whole Africa. And I will tell them that it's a small thing. That in my own time, it affected the whole world. Hey! Halabashayaba. So don't be afraid here. Yeah? It's for your own good. God wants to give you a history to tell. Do you know that me and you, we don't have history. So this one becomes our own history. Oh, I love you. Marabashalabaya. Amen. So it will soon go. It's not permanent. It's not permanent. It's going already. You know it's going. It's going. Because all the so-called epicenters, or those peak countries initially, they are going down now. Nigeria, may God deliver Africa. May God deliver Africa. When other nations, their own is going down, that is when Africa own is rising. This continent needs deliverance. Mercy. Amen. So, in this season, I say you will go live beyond it. Be assured that only the faithful will live beyond this coronavirus. So be determined to live beyond coronavirus. Did you hear me? You overcame other adversities. You have had other adversities before. Have you not? Haven't you? You have had other crises in your family. You have had other crises in your life. You have, since we are born, you have had some crises. And you overcame those crises. How do you think that you cannot overcome this one? Satan is a liar. The God that saw you through. Hey, I don't know how many of you were born during the period of polio. I saw polio. But God didn't allow polio to catch you. You overcame that polio. You overcame measles. You overcame smallpox, chickenpox. Is it this one you will not overcome? I say you will overcome this one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It will not consume you. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Quickly. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So coronavirus has a time. Did you hear me? To everything there is what? A season. So this is the season of coronavirus. And a time to every purpose. The purpose of the coronavirus is to infect the whole world, but not to infect every human being. It will infect some people and it will not infect some people. That is the purpose. And me and you, we have been exempted from that infection. Did you hear me? We have been exempted. Do not infect us at all. In the name of Jesus Christ. A time to every purpose under the heaven. So it has a time. And after that, this time it will be all over. It will not be had again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 2, quickly. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Keep going. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. Yes? A time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, time to gather stones together. Time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. Time. Amen? Amen. So this time will soon be over in Jesus' name. So how to live beyond COVID-19? How to live beyond COVID-19? COVID-19 is a good enemy. Did you hear me? I say it's a good word. Enemy. It has not come to destroy us at all, but it has come to strengthen us up, both physically, spiritually, hygienically, mentally. Did you hear me? I said it came to do what? Strengthen us up. To strengthen you and I. To put us aright. To reset us physically, spiritually, mentally, hygienically. Some of us do not know how to wash hands. Now, Koro has taught you how to wash hands. Hygienically. So, Koro came to reset our cultural values. You know, before, if you don't shake somebody, it's like disrespect, or that person is your enemy. You have something against that person, so that's why I don't want to shake him or her. Is it not so? Huh? Even when you don't want to shake, you say, shake me now. Why don't you want to shake me? But now it has reset that cultural value. No more shaking of hands. Now it's high. Or you do like this. Or you do like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Koro also came to reset our spiritual values.
our social values.
It came to reset our home manners and etiquette. Came to reset all this. So it's a good thing. It didn't come for bad. It came for good. To reset a lot of habits. A lot of habits. Some people will not wash their what they want to eat before they eat. Some don't know how to sneeze. Some don't. In fact, this thing came for good. Do you hear me? There is this consciousness now in everyone. Nobody wants to misbehave. Nobody even wants to laugh anyhow in the public. Nobody wants to cough in the public. Cough. No. Nobody. Everybody wants to respect himself or herself. Everybody wants to respect himself now. So it's for our good. So what shall we do? What shall we do? Number one, spiritually. What shall we do spiritually? I said it came to reset our spiritual values. Number one, use the stay-at-home period to study your Bibles. It is not the period to watch home video. I went to a clinic yesterday with somebody. Just all they were showing was this African, this their juju things. Till we left the clinic, what they were showing was just juju. We came to meet it. All the people we were there in the clinic was just juju. I was fed up. It has no value. It has no value. So COVID-19 has come to make to stay at home this period so that you can study your Bibles, pray, and improve on your spiritual relationship with God. Improve on your spiritual health. Use it as a period to draw close to God, to pray, read Bible. In fact, determine to cover at least, if you cannot cover the whole Bible this period, at least cover half of the Bible. Did you hear me? Amen. Number two, teach your household God's word. What will you be doing in the house? Is it to sit down in the house and laugh? No. Carry a Bible, sit down with your family, and teach them the word of God. Teach them the word of God. We have prayer book. Make sure you have the prayer book. And if I were you, this period, I will make sure I pray from page one to the last page. By the time you come out from COVID-19, you become fire. Come fire. You have been thoroughly cooked. Moses came down from the mountain. The people could not look at his face. I pray for you that by the time you come down from this corona mountain, Satan will run away from you. Demons will see you and bow. All those wicked people will see you and run. In the name of Jesus. So go and get the prayer book. It's there. We came with it. Get the prayer book. Buy it. And use it. Read it. Use it to pray. It has a lot of prayer points. In fact, there are how many chapters? We have 40 chapters. 40 prayer chapters. I tell you, by the time you finish this book, you can never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. So you should invest. That's what you should do this period. Praying, reading Bible, memorize scriptures. I want you to come back here, fire. Did you hear me? They didn't tell you to go and sleep. Koro is telling you to go and pray. Koro said, go and pray. Go and study Bible with your family. Did you hear me? Number three, pray with your families. Pray what? With your families. Some of you don't have time to gather your family and pray with them. But corona has forced you to have time to come and go out now. You can't go out again. So it has forced you now to stay with your family and pray with them. Hallelujah. Number four, for those of you who can write, use this period to develop books. if I were you, David, I can write. This is a nice time to sit down and receive inspirations and begin to write. Develop something that can impact people's lives after this corona period. In the name of Jesus. Number five, exchange calls. Please, you are my brother's keeper. We are our brother's and sister's keeper. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? We don't know what may be happening in that brother's house or in that sister's house. Please, let us not be in the dark. Call. Make phone calls. Oh, sister, how are you? How is the family? How are you getting on? I hope you are overcoming Koro. Did you hear me? Encourage that person with the scripture. Ask the person, have your family prayed today? What do people read today? And exchange scriptures. Don't exchange what they call it, James Harley Chase or whatever. Don't exchange home video. Don't exchange what? Home video. Some of you now you call. Hi, I watched Ziwa. And the title is Have you watched it? No, I have not watched it. Okay. Just once it is 10 a.m. Tune your cable. It is not. Call and encourage your brothers, your sisters in the Lord. You don't know how things are with them. You cannot visit anybody. You don't know how things are with them. Call them. How are you? Do you have food? Are you getting on? Have you prayed? Send them scriptures. Receive scriptures from them. Exchange scriptures. Encourage. Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. This is the time we should encourage ourselves in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, what I said, what shall we do? We have looked at the spiritual aspect, then the family aspect. Family, listen to me. Crack jokes and play together in your house. Did you hear me? Do what? Crack jokes and do what? Play. Do rat race in the house. Did you hear me? Do rat, if you have a compound, do rat race in the compound. Pursue me, I'll pursue you. Huh? Do oga. You know, what is it called? Oga? Huh? Ahem. Do play. I pray that by the time you return, your BP would have reduced to normal level. Amen. Enjoy family this period. Eat with your family. Have a good sleep, but don't sleep and sleep and sleep so that you don't return fat. Amen. So sleep well, eat well, but don't overeat. Don't oversleep. Do physical exercise with your family members. In the morning, run around the compound. If you don't have a compound, do the running around inside the house. Run around. Do some exercise in the house. Because this kind of period, a lady was telling me the other day that, Pastor, this corotine is not good though. That is making her to look heavy and fat. Your own should not make you to look heavy and fat. You hear me so? Uh-huh. So the only way out is to do what? Exercise. Exercise. Three, teach your children home cultures. Some of us, we don't have time to teach our children home cultures. Teach them how to make food, how to cook egusi soup, how to boil hot water. Teach them. This is the time now to train your children. Teach them. Let them do the thing. Let them just cook and you observe them. Let them do house things. And you correct them. Don't shout at the children. When you shout at them, they become angry and they become withdrawn. Don't shout at them. Don't scream at them. No. Just direct. Do this one, do this one. You observe, you correct them. They are learning. Amen? Amen? And for those of them in school, we have radio classes going on, TV classes going on. Please make sure your children are every day. Ask them, have you listened to your class lesson for the day? Make sure your children are tuned into the radio and the television classes. Because the moment school reopens, it's assumed that they're in third term. I hope you know that. They're in third term. They're in third term. Like the school where my child attends, they sent us a message that the children have started their third term. That's what they said. Last week, they bombarded them with topics to read and form their notes. And then they gave them assignments. They should do the assignment and forward it. So classes are on. So please, your children should connect to the radio and to the television. Did you hear me? Read books and encourage your children to study. Don't waste food. Don't do what? This period is not the period to waste food though. Because if you waste time, there might not be another one. Did you hear me? So manage what you have. Do what? Manage what you have. Because we don't know how long, but we have prayed. And the days will be short. In Jesus' name. It is not time to quarrel and fight. Many families are fighting now. They are quarreling now. Because they are seeing themselves every day. So they are quarreling and fighting in some families. But it should not be our own family. In the name of Jesus. It should be a period to be closer as a family. Number 5, keep to the rules of COVID-19. Keep to the rules of what? COVID-19. If you are going out, make sure you wear your mask. Some of you are here, you didn't carry your mask. What if this our good police and army had stopped you on the road? You say, God, at the good church, and God, no, protect me from this people. God is wicked. God, no, sir, they go to church. Obey the government laws. So long as it's not against the word of God. Did you hear me? We have brother masks. How many do not have masks? They did not give you masks on Sunday. Let me see your hand. They did not give you masks on Sunday. Raise your hand. We shared masks here. Raise your hand. Yeah, we are in masks now. We want to give. We are not giving masks on Sunday. We are in church. But you did. Oh, okay, you have been sharing. Okay. God bless you. So make sure you have your masks. If you are going out, wear. And please, I beg you. I don't want anyone to call me or say, Daddy, they arrest me for. I'm at the police station. Please, they said no going out. Anything you're doing should be within your house and your yard. Did you hear me? God will provide food for you. You will not die because you will live beyond COVID-19 in the name of Jesus Christ. So make sure you keep to the rules of COVID-19. Wear your mask. Don't only stay within your house area. Except where you have a pass. I have a pass. I'm a medical personnel, so I can just enter the road and drive, go anywhere. Nobody's going to stop me. They stop me, I just show them. They will say, people will they protect us. Waka, go. So, but for you don't have a pass, don't enter the road. You didn't hear me? Because if you call me, I will not come. Hallelujah. Number 2, wash your hands. Do what? Wash your hands regularly. As we finish now and you go back home, the first thing you should do is to do what? Wash your hands. Whether you have
sanitizer or not. In fact, sanitizer is not even important. What is important is hand washing. That's what is important. That's the important thing. Wash your hand and have your face mask. That's all. But don't sleep with your face mask. Amen. And wash that face mask every as you wear it today. Before you wear it tomorrow, make sure you wash it this night. If you have iron, iron it. If you don't have, no problem. You do hear me? You know why? As you are talking and breathing, you are contaminating it and it smells. Have you noticed that? So you must wash it regularly. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't touch your face. Don't touch. May God grant you the grace not to touch your eyes, not to touch your nose, and your mouth. So God will help you not to touch. Amen. Noah overcame the plague of a generation. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they overcame plague in their own generation. Samaria's overcame plague when there was no rain for 3.5 years. People died, of course, and people also survived. People survived. You shall be among the ones that shall survive this COVID-19 in Jesus' name. The wall of Jericho collapsed and everybody died. But a family did not die. And that was Rahab and her family. So, if the corona-like issue spread, let there be community transmission. You will not catch it in Jesus' name. You must live beyond it. Israel survived the plague in Egypt. Our church, Footmaster of Christ, will survive coronavirus in Nigeria. I say we shall survive it in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Finally, Matthew 24, verse 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. We don't know when our Lord will come. We don't know what is happening now. But we should watch. We should do what? Watch and pray. And prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we rise? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everyone in this church shall live beyond COVID-19. Say with me, my Father, I shall live beyond COVID-19. I will not die because of COVID-19. I will not die during COVID-19. I will live beyond COVID-19. We shall live beyond COVID-19. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray that prayer for 1 second. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. We shall live beyond COVID-19. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Stretch your hand towards me because of time. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for Footmaster of Christ ministry. That we shall live beyond COVID-19. Father, whatever is the plan of the enemy to take anyone's life this period, be canceled in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that let no one be infected. We don't know where this virus is. But Lord, anywhere we touch, anywhere we go, let the virus there die. If the virus touches our hands, let it die. If it touches our clothes, let it die. It touches, we breathe it in, let it die. Anyhow the virus comes, let it die. In the name of Jesus. Lord, cause us to remain
COVID-19 negative. Lord, we shall remain COVID-19 negative. We and our church members all over the world, in the name of Jesus, we shall testify after COVID-19. We shall tell the story after COVID-19. Father, see us through, O Lord, and protect us, Abba Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go, O God, we go in your name. We go in your presence, that this evil shall not come against us. We are overcomers, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for everyone, that every power that is emptying your life be destroyed. You will come out of COVID-19 strong. You will come out prosperous. You will come out successful. You will come out better than you were before. In the name of Jesus, the Lord keep you and preserve you. The Lord promote you. Tonight, as I anoint you again with this exemption blood of exemption, you and your household shall be exempted, shall live beyond COVID-19. And you'll come back to tell the story how the Lord ferried you across, how the Lord saw you through, how the Lord prospered you. In the midst of this crisis, you will prosper. You will do well. You shall be favored. You shall be successful. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.